Motorists along the country's major roads are alleging fraud at the various toll booths. One such motorist, William Haye, told Radio Ghana that on a number of occasions he had been issued toll tickets with time recordings which were different from the time he actually got to the toll booth on those occasions.
Of concern to me is that it's like the attendants at that particular toll booth are visiting fraud.
Which particular toll booth are you talking about?
That is the Ashama Plaza. When you pull up at the toll booth there, you pay the amount of money depending upon the type of car that you are driving. If it's a four-wheel drive, minibus, wagons, and the others, you are maybe to pay one Ghana Cedi. You are given a computer-generated receipt. These are the features that you find a medicine or on the receipt. Road, toll, E-Receipt, Ministry of Roads and Highways, Ghana Roads Fund, gives you the date and time that you pull up at the booth. The ticket number, attendant name, that is the revenue officer at the particular booth. Now, location of the booth, vehicle classification. Now, the amount of money, that is the revenue that you pay. Now, what is happening in the Fuda for some time now? I'm using that very particular route almost every weekend. When you pull up at the booth, quickly, the attendant will issue a receipt. They will pay the money. But we had a hint that the people are pulling fast ones on all suspecting motorists. So we always check. For example, 26th of February, last Saturday, we got to the booth at 6:40 p.m. and were issued a receipt with a time of 5:40 p.m. That is a receipt that we issued an hour ago. On the 20th of January, a similar thing happened. We got at 6:30, but we're given a receipt that we issued 5:40 earlier. Now, you can see that all this petty monies are not going into government revenue, but they are ending up in the pockets of these attendants. But this is only just about our vehicle that I'm talking about. Can we imagine the number of persons that are issued such fraudulent tickets? This is only just Ashama Plaza. What about the Kumamoto Wing? What about Wega? What about the Pram Pram? And other roads in this country that have been told. So this is a picture of a high volume of revenue leakage to the state that should be used for road maintenance and road reconstruction in this country.
Motorist William Haye complaining about what he alleges is the fraudulent conduct of some attendants at toll booths.